And streets of glory, down the streets of gold, marks the hero of the Lord into heaven's fold. Many men the Savior at the great white throne, I believe he's found in sin, Stephen, welcome home. I see Jesus
to see everybody. Good to see you. I appreciate everyone being here tonight in the Lord's house. A lot to be thankful for, a lot to pray about. Pray one for another. I want you to turn your Bible to the second chapter of a book of Ephesians. Second chapter of a book of Ephesians. You might say, my goodness alive, this has got a ton of stuff in it. It sure does. I like the second chapter. We're not going to get to talk about just a little bit of it. Second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Remember Wednesday night Bible study. Of course, remember the sick. We got a lot, but I'm telling you, it was encouraging to see and hear. Of course, Sister Hilda might get to go home this week, so be much in prayer for that. Remember these others in your prayers. A book of Ephesians, chapter number 2. We'll begin reading verse 1 and read down about 9 verses. We're going to focus just on one particular verse, but I didn't want to leave any of this out since I know it's 9 verses, but I want to read it anyhow. It's good. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past I walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince and the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Pretty much said right there, that's the way we used to walk. As a sinner, that was the common, easy road to travel. Didn't have to do nothing. Just go. Among whom also we had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Pretty much includes us and explains to us the carnal desires. Oh, when we disobey God, it's such a natural, easy thing to do. Verse 4, but God, see how it starts it out? But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word. I pray you'll help us just for a little while. Guide us, direct us, and speak to hearts. God, speak to those that may be around us, God, that don't know you in the free pardon of sin. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Boy, I'd like to be able to say, for by grace are you saved through faith. Man, I like it. I like that part where it's not of yourselves. Boy, we went over that over and over and over. But tonight I want to look at a different verse. I want to look particularly at a spot. See, God treats us with things that we weren't accustomed to. We were not accustomed to His grace and His mercy. We didn't know how to comprehend that. If I ask you to say, well, tell me about the goodness of God. Tell me. Now, before I got saved, how could I tell about the goodness of God? Before I got saved, I couldn't quote you John 3:16. I may have heard a little bit, but I couldn't quote that. I couldn't say that, well, it's a whosoever will. I did not understand that part. In fact, the whosoever will didn't really even apply to me because I thought, well, I don't care nothing about being saved. Why be saved? I'm doing all right just like I am. The world says, I'm doing all right just like I am. I have no reason to change, no desire to change. Everything's going pretty smooth. I want to give you a side of God that I want us to see tonight. It's in this particular passage. But I want you to see God is a just God. God is an angry God. But God is not angry all the time. God is not angry toward you. In fact, as a sinner,
God could be angry toward us, but that's not the side that God shows us. God doesn't say, sin and I'll get you. Because he'd have already got us. Live unholy and I'll get you. I could go through a number of things right now God could get us on. And God has not got after us. Look at one particular verse, and that's verse 7. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Now, this book, as old as it is, let's just put a little time frame of a couple of thousand years on it, okay? We know parts of it goes back further. But let's just put a timetable of 2,000 years. The Apostle Paul, we know his conversion, we know his life, his education and all that. But his wisdom, the God that we serve, said write this part right here. And here's what he said to write, that in the ages to come. Now, when we most of the time read that, me and you look at it, that in the ages to come, we look at it, there is, if the Lord comes back today, we've got the ages to come that we can go through this book, understand more of this book, get these questions that we might have. We can go through that in the ages to come. We're going to see some things. And that is true. I really believe. I believe that we'll have an opportunity to fully understand things that we didn't understand in the book. I believe that's what God has left this book with us, and understand that his words are pure and true, and everything or every jot and every tittle will be taken care of. But let me just start by starting with Paul's time for a moment. You see, when the Apostle Paul started talking about things like grace and mercy, and he introduces a word here called kindness. And he uses it like this, kindness, and he uses it a directional thing. He says, in his kindness toward. Now, if we was to put God is kind, but God is kind toward us, toward me. Now Paul could have said, God was kind to me. He said us. How do you understand that God doesn't play favorites even with the Apostle Paul? God doesn't look at the Apostle Paul and say, chief of sinners, man, I'm going to give him extra. I'm going to do more for him than I do for anybody. No, God doesn't work that way. God is kind toward us. He presents a message that I'm going to be kind toward you. And can I use it this way? All of my life that I have been saved, I've been able to see how God has been kind toward me. Now, friend, his mercy and his grace was extended to me before I got saved. Now, before I got saved, I didn't understand what God was doing for me. But when I got saved, then I understand what God was doing. I understand that whenever I read the verse, he causes it to rain on the just and on the unjust. Friend, there was a time when I was in that other category. I was in the category of, man, God could get me, but God didn't get me. God showed kindness my direction. You remember when Moses was, you know, he was on the backside of the desert, and he was kind of what we would call, got himself over there because of the mess he got into. Now, God in his kindness put him on a certain little path so that he could see a certain little bush, and that he would investigate that bush, why it was burning but not being consumed. God showed kindness for him to change his direction to see that situation that was going on. He extended him. Now, did Moses could have ignored that and went on his way? Just like me and you can ignore the kindness of God toward us. Now, here's what he says, ages to come. Now, some of the folks that we're limited to knowing is only in our lifespan. You take any one of our lifespan, we've overlapped other people in years. So, for example, I could give you names of folks that's done been dead 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And out of those people that have gone, their lifespan, they could be the same testimony of saying, God showed kindness toward me. What did it start with? Ages to come. So every kind of time frame since Paul all the way up to this time frame right here, we've been exposed to what God shows kindness toward each of his children. Every one of us. Some people may have more health issues. Some people may have all kinds of problems that they have, mental issues. They go through things in their mind and they go through all kinds of problems. Some people go through all kinds of other difficulties. And yet some folks just seem to just go through and have no problems at all. But God is kind to all of us, no matter our circumstances. When God gives us grace, he gives us grace according to what? Our need. Our need. God's grace is sufficient. That means whatever need it is, God can mount to the level of my need. When the Apostle Paul prayed that that thorn in the flesh would be removed, God didn't answer that one. But whenever he give him that sufficient grace, whenever he said God is going to take care of that, God's sufficient for that, what was he doing? Showing kindness. Kindness is mentioned other places. And let me, can I, if you don't mind turning, it's just in Titus, which is just maybe a handful of pages. It ain't far over. And if you look at Titus, you'll find that in the last chapter, the third chapter, you'll find Titus. Now understand something. Paul is going to write something here, and look at verses 3 of the third chapter. Here's what it says: for we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hateful and hating one another. But then he says this, but after, that's the way we was, but after, which means, let's turn over to what God's going to do. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man, and here's the last word, appeared. Was it there the whole time? It sure was. But it took those things for us to see it. It's kind of like, well, it just appeared. Friend, God's love is always there. His kindness toward us is always there. We are not trained to see it. You remember the servant that couldn't see the help? And said, Lord, oh my God, we're outnumbered by the enemy. We're just outnumbered. A little prayer was prayed, said, you know, God, would you just open up his eyes that he can see what I see? Boom, he opened them eyes up and said, whoo. You see, if we could get to the part of our life where we see the kindness of God, our direction. You ever prayed a prayer and God answered right away? Boy, you don't put you on, I mean, you in high cotton. You ever ask God for one thing, and before you almost get it out of your mouth, get that answer, or you're in high cotton. In other words, you know you prayed, you know God's sent an answer to that prayer, and boy, whenever you get a prayer answered, you know God's right there hearing you. But wait a minute. Even when he don't answer it like we want it, doesn't mean God ain't showing his kindness toward us. It's coming right there. It's falling right to us. Can I go further? Because I'd like to read it all, but let me go back just a page or two to Timothy. The 2 Timothy, to be exact. And I want to look at the first chapter, and it's a simple thing. But look, and I'm not going to read a lot this time. Verse 9. He starts out with, "Who hath saved us?" Now, this Paul guy, he must know what he's talking about. He uses terminology that me and you use. He uses direction that me and you use. And here's what he said. "Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works." That must have been, he knew exactly what he's talking about when he mentioned grace. Watch this. "But according to his own purpose and grace." Now, if we was to read that verse and leave out "according to his own purpose," it would actually make sense "according to grace." But I want you to see that God has a purpose behind what he does for us. Listen. "According to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." God has a purpose in mind in his kindness toward us. Now, we like to read John 3:16. We like that one. "Only begotten Son, man, only begotten Son, but whosoever believeth him in that only begotten Son shall have everlasting life." Now, did God need everlasting life? No. He didn't need it. He already had it. But I didn't add it. Now, if the purpose that God set was showing kindness to a sinner, God sent that my direction. At what age? In the ages to come, somewhere along the journey, when I was born in this world, God's purpose, God's direction was to be able to show kindness and grace and love and mercy to my time frame in this world and yours. We like to read the verses that contains us all. But I like the verses better when it talks to me. I don't mind you getting a blessing, but I sure like it a whole lot better when I get one. You see? I want us to see that he showed kindness to us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for the ungodly. That's us. And he found it. At whatever period of time. Oh, I like to say, in the ages to come, and yes, I can do that. But boy, I'm glad that ages to come that Paul was talking about actually entered upon my time frame. Listen to this part. It won't take but a minute. It ain't that far. Corinthians. It's just a page or two. I keep saying that, but that's the truth. If you look at Corinthians, and that'll be in the first chapter of the book of 1 Corinthians, and I want to look at just a verse or two. For I'm not giving you much time to get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26. "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh." I want you to grab that. "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, the things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Now what I want you to really grab here is God had to see us knowing we were going to be in the flesh. He had to prepare us knowing that no flesh can please God. He had to look at us, but the only way he could really look at us is through Christ Jesus. Now, God wouldn't hear me if it wasn't for Christ. I could pray and pray and pray and pray. Many folks don't believe this, but I really believe that the only true prayer that a sinner can get a hold of God with is that sinner's prayer. I believe that's it. Now, you can pray that God give you that house, and God give you that car, God give you that job. You can pray to your blue in the face, but if you're lost and you get that stuff, you can thank God all you want to, but in reality, God doesn't know. He don't know you until you get saved. What you got right here is God showed kindness where he didn't even need to. You ever open a door for somebody when they got something in their hands? Easy, ain't it? You'll kind of rush ahead, open that door, because you've been in that situation where you need somebody to show you a favor. But you ever just done it just for the sake of doing it? Sure you have. Sometimes it gets into our bloodstream that we like to show kindness to the folks. Now I can tell you, while many years that we lived in Nashville, going 1,000 miles an hour on that road, there would be times that I dare you to try to cross in front of me. Yep. And then there's been times when folks would say, hit that blinker, and I just come right on over. Because there's been times when I have shown kindness and the other times road rage. You know where I'm at. But God shows kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. He looks at that old flesh and he says, can't do nothing with that flesh. But when Jesus steps in the middle, all of a sudden he sees Christ when he looks at us. Kindness. It was already been mentioned this morning. Brian mentioned it. It's kind of funny when Brian mentioned it. I'd already been studying this, and Brian mentioned the old dog that you kind of beat on. Sometimes he runs the doghouse. We are sometimes better to animals than we are to people. We really are. Sometimes we not that we kick people and run them all, but I'm just saying sometimes we're just better to dogs or animals or whatever than we are to people. You can talk to a dog or an animal or something like that, and they just don't talk back. People do, okay? But do we ever complain to God when God is kind toward us? Do we ever just say, now God, you give me $100, but I want $110. Do we just complain when God is good to us? when God is good to us, and we see it when it appears. When that word appears, when we see it, we are so grateful. There's a biblical verse in there about being kind one to another. Here he is. And there's some verses in there called to be thankful. It says in everything. Sometimes that everything's hard to cover. But you know, every now and then it just does us good to do an inventory in what you're thankful for. I look at a lot of old stuff that we might accumulate over the years. And every now and then I'll pull out an old tool or something and I'll use. And if I ever think about it, I think, good Lord, that thing's 40 years old. Or that thing is 100 years old or whatever. What it is sometimes when you pass down a tool from somebody else, it could have a whole lot of age in it. And if you think about it, you start thinking about God's blessings are not considered with age. It was a blessing for me to get saved. And I got saved in the late 69. But it's not old blessings. God's blessings are new every day. And I couldn't do an inventory and count every blessing that I've got. One of the hardest things that I faced was when that knee went bad and I had to do multiple surgeries. That was bad. I was so frustrated many times. But that turned out to be a blessing because I never would have figured out I had a heart problem if it hadn't have been for that knee. So whenever you go through something and you want to criticize, God shows kindness toward us, and it's through the Lord Jesus. It's through Him. Because without Him, we are nothing. And one day, the kindness, wouldn't you say, I'd like to shake the Lord's hand? I don't know what I could do to ever thank Him for what He's done for me. All I need to know is if it wasn't for Him, I'd have no life. I'm glad that I'm saved, aren't you? Let's have a song of invitation, Brother Greg.
368.
Not everybody I know gets to rejoice because of salvation, because I know a lot of folks that's lost. I know folks that still don't recognize the kindness of God. But He put you in a spot where you could go to an old-fashioned altar bench and you can pour your heart out to God and ask for forgiveness of sins. You can't say that around this world, but for your opportunity right now, this moment, you can. Freedom to do as God bids you to do without any reservations. That's salvation. And salvation, the door of opportunity, is opened unto you. It may not always be open, but if it's open now, answer to it, heed to it, answer that call. May we stand to our feet, sing a verse of a song. God's speaking to you, and you need to come pray. I'll pray with you. Come on.